بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنك إن اتبعت عورات المسلمين أفسدتهم أو كدت أن تفسدهم. This is still in the chapter that we are forbidden, that we must spy on Muslim, go and find out their faults, what they are doing, and to listen to their private talks, eavesdropping, and listening to what people don't want you to listen to. The next hadith is from Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you will go after the faults of Muslims, everyone has got weaknesses, nobody is perfect, all have got faults. And if we start going looking out or looking for the faults of one another, everyone goes out to look for the faults of others, you will destroy the ummah. You will destroy the whole nation, or it will be close that you will destroy him. Because if you start looking for faults of one another, then that faults will come out, that person will feel disgraced and humiliated, and people will talk bad about him. And if all start doing this, everyone will have bad thoughts about others, and will talk and will think evil about others. There won't be any trust left between husband and wife, between parents and children, between neighbors, between partners in businesses, between the boss and the workers. There will be complete chaos and destruction in the whole ummah, and to what extent in the whole world. So therefore we are forbidden that we must not go and try and find the faults and spy and look for the faults of others. And this we can see how beautiful our deen is, the complete deen, that what beautiful teachings our deen has given us. وَعَنْ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ أُوْتِيَ بِرَجُلٍ فَقِيلَ لَهُ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, a man was brought to him when he was the one of the most senior ulama in Madinatul Munawwara. A man was brought to him and it was said to him, هَذَا فُلَانٌ تَقْتُرُ لِحْيَتُهُ خَمْرًا, that this is so and so, and we can see drops of wine from his beard. That is, he was busy drinking, and the evidence is very clear. You can see from his beard, the drops of wine are still falling. فقال حضر عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه said, إِنَّا قَدْ نُهِينَا أَنِ التَّجَسُّسِ. We have been forbidden to go and look for the faults of people. That even if we think somebody is drinking, now don't go and follow him. See him, see that is he going to a shabin, is he going to a bar, etc. Even if we have doubt somebody is buying and selling stolen goods, now don't go and spy on the person. So that spying and finding out, that is not permissible. وَلَاكِ إِيَظْهَرُ لَنَا شَيْءٌ نَأْخُذْ بِهِ. But when something is very evident, the proof is there, the evidence, then the court case will run its course. And then judgment will be made and punishment will be meted out. So in other words, like for example, even for a government, if they go witch hunting after the people, after every person, what wrong is this one doing? What wrong is that one doing? That is not permissible. But where they have fear that there is a gang operating who are doing, who are stealing, etc., people, there is a gang who is frauding on the internet, in businesses, etc., then to go and find out, that will be permissible. But just to go after people and to look out for their faults and to try and find the faults of one another, this is not permissible. And this is very sad. It happens in our immediate family also, in our immediate community also. And looking for faults of one another, this is not permissible. Babu nahyi an su'il zan bil muslim min ghayri daruratin. The next chapter is that we are forbidden from having evil thoughts about Muslim people without any necessity. So our thoughts also are very, very important, what thoughts we entertain. And we must be very careful that we don't entertain and harbor evil thoughts about other people. Unfortunately for many of us, it has become our second nature. The minute we see anyone, we start to, we have evil thoughts about him. And if we are in company, we start speaking bad about the person. This is also totally wrong, to think wrong and to have evil thoughts. قال الله تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم. O people, stop yourself, do not allow yourself from thinking a lot, and that is the wrong thinking. Because of this lot of thinking, some of the thinking is haram. There are certain thoughts that are compulsory. For example, to have good thoughts about Allah, Rasul Jalla Jalaluhu, about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, etc. All these thoughts are compulsory to have. Then there are those thoughts which are wajib. And wajib are those thoughts that the more stronger thought that you have, you act upon that. Like a judge, for example, the evidence that is laid in his courtroom, he can't be 100% sure that the witness has given the absolute 100% true testimony. It's very possible he hasn't disclosed everything, he has exaggerated, he has left out some things, he has lied also. But on the ghalib zan, on the thought that is more stronger with him, he will make his decision and his judgment according to that. The same way, a person is traveling, for example, and now he wants to know Qibla, in which direction. And he hasn't got a compass, he hasn't got anyone he can ask. Now he must make what is called the harri, think. And he must think which side is the Qibla. Whichever side more stronger he feels, that will be his Qibla. He feels that Qibla is this way, Qibla is this way, and the stronger thought he has, that will be his Qibla. So that is the wajib. Then there are permissible thoughts. Like for example, we see people doing wrong clearly. Now it's permissible that you think that this person is doing wrong, is doing haram. But to take action on that is not permissible unless you think that that wrong the person is doing is going to harm you. For example, you are entering in a deal with somebody, partnership, whatever, a business transaction, and then you make out, no, this person here is doubtful. He's going to do something wrong. He's going to do me down. Now to have that thoughts is permissible, but to take action against the person when it doesn't affect you, if it affects you, now you break the deal. You ask him, please, I don't want to carry on. I want to cancel this deal. That will be permissible. Then that has permissible thoughts. Then there are thoughts which are totally haram, which are not permissible at all. For to have bad thoughts about people, bad thoughts about Allah Ta'ala. That is haram, to have bad thoughts about Allah, about His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then to look for and spy upon people to find their faults, that is also haram. And those people who are outwardly pious, honorable people, respectable people, to find faults in them, that is also haram. Then there is a case where there are both options. You can have good thoughts about a person or bad thoughts about a person. There it is that you think good about that person and give up the bad thoughts. So thoughts which just come to every person, while we are awake thoughts are coming, while we are driving thoughts are coming, when we lie down to sleep thoughts are coming. Thoughts are coming, but see how much of detail and how Allah reward the ulama of our deen, how they have explained all these things. Even thoughts they have explained so much in detail. So all this is also a very important aspect of our deen. We don't think of this as our deen. As long as I'm making my 5 times namaz, I'm making lot of zikr tilawat, I'm going for Hajj Umrah, I'm a very pious person. But our thoughts sometimes are so terrible. We are in namaz, and what evil thoughts we are having about people. So it's very important to correct this aspect and all aspects of our deen also. Deen is not just one or two aspects, it's a complete way of life. And we can see even a very abstract thing like thoughts, how important that is also in our deen. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of deen, practice upon it. May Allah be pleased with us and accept from us and the whole ummah. وآخر دعوانا أن one more hadith which has been explained already, that إياكم والظن فإن الظن ظن أكذب الحديث. Beware of thoughts. This whole explanation was on this hadith. For thoughts are such that they are the biggest liars. Now our thoughts that come, so the big lies are in our thoughts. We think bad about people, it's a big lie. It's a very big lie. So we must be very careful of all our thoughts, what we think. وآخر دعوانا